Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
Hi, my name is Scott Mattoon, and I work at Sun Microsystems. My role is actually in sales and service. I cover the Western U.S. as chief architect for that market area. But my interest in Drupal and my connection with the community has gone back about 2.5 years when Sun got involved with a project to sponsor a TED Prize winner. A lot of your listeners are probably familiar with the TED conference, and Sun sponsors prize winners. We've sponsored 4 of them. This one was in 2006. Architecture for Humanity won the TED Prize, and we sponsored their wish to build an open architecture network, a place for designers and architects and non-governmental organizations to come together on designs for housing, primarily housing for displaced people. So this is like transitional housing in refugee camps and natural disaster areas. They have work going on in Southeast Asia after the tsunami, for example. Anyway, so we did build the open architecture network using Drupal 4.7, recently upgraded to 5. That was my sort of window into what was going on with Drupal, and it came back to Sun after that experience and said, gee, you know, there's an interesting community here doing a lot of work that Sun has a lot of synergy with, open source model, sort of ethic of sharing. And we also have technology that we think can help. So we started coming to Drupal cons and talking about the various technologies that we provide both on the open source software and also on the equipment side. So Sun makes the NetBeans integrated development environment. There's actually now a Drupal wizard in NetBeans, so you can build PHP apps with an awareness of Drupal. There's a palette of things like Drupal hooks that you can drag into a new module, and it'll expand the function in the IDE for you. So it's kind of an efficiency approach, makes things like writing code easier, deploying code easier. Then there's the operating system. Our sort of crown jewels at Sun is the Solaris operating system, and it's a Unix operating system. Looks an awful lot like Linux, but there are some performance advantages and some cool virtualization technology in Solaris that allows you to do things like carve up zones for multiple developers, a QA environment, and a production environment, all within a single running instance of the Solaris. But each of those zones looks like its own running independent operating system. You know, and then we're also getting into public cloud business. We'll have a public cloud offering, and that will be an ideal platform to deploy Drupal applications into. So there's a lot that, you know, we offer and we see as opportunity for Sun, frankly. So,
and so I know that Sun's also reached out to the Drupal community a number of times with servers. You want to sort of talk about why does Sun decide to sort of just give away servers to the Drupal community?
Yeah, good question. So in 2005, we donated a server. It was, a V40Z when the MySQL tier was having some trouble keeping up with the new demand. I think that kind of coincided with one of the political campaigns. It was probably DeanSpace, right, when that really started to drive adoption of Drupal. And then again in 2007, there were some performance issues, and we donated another nice beefy system to help kind of expand the infrastructure. And the reason we do that is, we recognize this is an important, influential community. We want to show that we're here, that we recognize the value and build some awareness about Sun, too. And it's helped, Frankly, the community has shown a lot of gratitude to Sun for that.
And so do you also sort of use this as an opportunity to sort of test whatever new technologies you have and for high-load websites? Or
That's a great question. We use Drupal as a sort of representative application that gets deployed on Sun technology in our benchmarks inside of Sun. We do lots of different benchmarking on different equipment, and we like to use Drupal as the representative AMP stack deployment, right? So you can't really test a lot with just a plain old AMP stack. You need an application on top of it, and Drupal's all set to go. And with the Devel module to pre-populate and start doing load testing, and then some of the cool test harness technology we have, which is open source and available on the web as well, it makes it easy for us to validate the platforms and the architectures that we're coming out with. Yeah.
And so if somebody has sort of a website that's maybe high traffic and then they're on a LAMP stack, why would they want to go transfer to a Star AMP stack?
Thanks for asking, Kent. So there's a lot of reasons. We talked about this in the session that I presented yesterday. That's kind of the main question around why Sun. You know, so there's a lot of answers to that. But when it comes to Solaris itself, there is a definite decision that if you're already on deployed on LAMP, you got to think about the switching costs and whether it makes sense for you or not. The advantages that you might expect to get out of it after you've evaluated, you know, the cost of actually making a change are this very lightweight and free virtualization technology called Zones that I mentioned earlier, right? And some performance advantages. We talked yesterday about some of the benchmarks we did with our optimized AMP stack running on Solaris, and there's a definite advantage in terms of concurrent users and total throughput. So you get more from less. You can actually get more efficient with system resource that way.
So it sounds like, you know, there's a bottleneck usually if you have a lot of users or concurrent users. So it's just any users or anonymous users or logged-in users, or does it matter?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we did a pretty complex workload. I mean, we tested with a lightweight workload. We just random and page access anonymous users. But then we have, yeah, logged-in users, again, using the Devel module with different walkthroughs of the site and with certain typical modules loaded. I'm not sure which ones were in there. I think we had CCK and views and stuff like that, the typical ones, to make it more of a representative workload, right? So it's I think it's, you know, pretty valid and conclusive that there are advantages, but again, you still have to weigh the switching cost to get access to those advantages. And there's other, you know, security advantages and some of the stability that comes with having, you know, sort of one company behind the distribution of the operating system, right? There are parts of Linux, and I'm all for Linux and open source development, and I get the ethic behind that. But there's advantages to having one company behind an operating system. Things sort of all coalesce there, and the operating system and the kernel doesn't get, you know, the user land, everything doesn't get fragmented. So it's stable and reliable, and so you've got some advantages on that side too.
Cool. And so what's next with Sun and Drupal coming up in the new year?
Lots of stuff. One is, so most people probably know by now that MySQL AB, the company, was acquired by Sun a little over a year ago. And so now we're looking at doing lots of pretty amazing optimizations within MySQL. Some of them will be specific to our more advanced hardware. So for large sites that need some serious scaling, running it on the Spark platform is something that we're optimizing for in MySQL. Also, being able to run PHP apps like Drupal inside of the Java virtual machine is something that you can do today but doesn't work all that well, at least under load, but we're looking at optimizing that so you get the advantages of Java and that whole ecosystem of class libraries and availability and caching of bytecode for performance and stuff. So those are some examples. Plus, as I mentioned before, we're coming out with a cloud computing platform, and I think it'll be an ideal platform for Drupal deployments.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Right. Yeah, thanks, Ken.